New York just cut auto insurance rates by 10%, and every carrier operating in that state is already doing the math on how to make shops eat it. Here's how this works. Insurers don't absorb rate cuts. They pass them downstream. That means your labor rate pushback gets worse. Your materials reimbursement gets squeezed harder. And when an adjuster tells you the new number is the new number, they're going to have a governor's press release backing them up. The framing out there is all about saving consumers money. And sure, maybe premiums drop. But the repair side of this never shows up in the headline. Nobody's writing a story about what happens when a shop in Buffalo tries to get paid for a proper ADAS calibration after a windshield swap, and the insurer points to a lower baseline as the reason they're cutting the line item. If you're in New York, now is the time to get your documentation bulletproof. OEM procedures, scan reports, calibration records, all of it. Because when rates drop, line item disputes go up. Every time. And if you're not in New York, watch it anyway. What starts in one state usually gets copied in three more within 18 months. Carriers share playbooks. Here's your Monday morning line. If an insurer tells you the rate cut is good for consumers, ask them which consumer is paying for the uncalibrated forward collision system that gets skipped to close the gap.